Welcome back, everybody, to episode 100 of Off the Field Podcast. Ah! We have some candles to signify the 100th episode. I don't know how long those will stay up.
Right over there.
I am Austin Kleshka, otherwise known as Spidey from Dodger Films.
I am Alejandro Lezama, otherwise known as Mobocito from Dodger Films.
Mm-hmm. 100 episodes.
Can't believe we hit it.
I know, man. It's been, what, 2 years of Off the Field?
Yeah, just almost 2 years.
Yeah, just about. We have a flurry of guests that will be joining us today.
Plenty. A round robin, if you will.
I think we have 7, and we do not know what order they will be coming in. Here's how it's going to work. Each one will have 5 minutes. We will rotate. This bell will signify when time is up, and we switch to the next guest. If time runs out in the middle of a conversation, too bad.
I'm cutting them off right then and there and telling them, get out.
We'll have to pick up the conversation when they come back. I cannot wait, and I think I hear our first guest coming up the stairs. So,
damn, I can't hear anything. I just hear your beautiful, sultry voice.
Oh, thank you, good sir. It is. That's Kershey.
Oh, shit.
I love it, bro. We're going to hear like.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it.
I knew it.
Oh my God,
I caught
bro.
It.
You literally did.
I caught it.
You did. I told you too. I explicitly warned him, bro.
Brother,
I told him, hey, Ryan, I told him, dude, someone's going to trip over that. We need to put something there.
Dog.
It's going to happen.
Dog, I gave as clear as a path as we were able to make.
Nah.
And I said, okay, let's place bets. Who's tripping over
bro
it?
Bro said, no. Nah.
Who'd you say?
I said shorts.
You did.
Who'd you say?
You. I said you. Anyways, do you have the 5 minutes going?
I do have the 5 minutes, but you know what? Just because I love this guy, I'm going to let him borrow the Gooch.
The Gucci. What? Oh, the classics.
Come on, the Gucci, man. Not the Gucci.
My bad. Kersh, welcome back.
What's going on?
And the 5 minutes will start right now.
How does it feel?
If there's one thing about the Kleshka household, bro, you guys are always going to have some good fruit, man.
This guy attacks my...
Hey, he fed me grapes right before we walked in.
He attacks my cuties.
Had to hook everybody up.
He attacks our grapes.
Do you not eat fruit? Are you not a fruit guy, Austin?
I had a banana yesterday, thank you.
Just a banana the whole week?
But the way y'all have fruit in here, oh my gosh, I'd be at that every day.
Me and you were like almost wearing the same outfit. Besides my blazer. Take off my blazer, we're wearing the same outfit. Black t-shirt.
I should have came black with a blazer, bro.
All black pants, white-ish shoes. And speaking of style, I feel like you're always caught up on your style. Would you say so?
I'd say so. Yeah. I could thank my girlfriend for that because I like to repeat the same outfit.
I don't see a problem
lot,
with
I guess.
That.
I literally, see, I don't see a problem. The thing is, once you get me new clothes, I'm gonna be wearing that thing for the next week.
Yeah,
but she. Isn't a big fan of that, so I'm constantly getting to close.
Yeah, I don't get it. I literally just went to a birthday dinner with a friend, a girl, and she was wearing a dress. I've always wanted to wear this dress. I haven't worn this dress out. And I asked her, I said, why do girls always have to have a new dress?
And nobody's going to remember either.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
but I am big on style and fashion.
Everybody fitted out right now is just mad at you guys. Just
like now that we're on it, you can never be a fresh pair of white forces. That's my favorite shoe in the whole world.
What do we think?
Yep.
Fine.
Yep.
Okay. What about him?
Well, these.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man. The LaFleurs, are we serious?
I'll say this. Top 3 shoes to ever wear ever. Mm-hmm. Black Vans, whether they're old schools or the new schools.
I feel like
white
Vans,
Air Force Ones.
I feel like Vans
Converse.
Had a phase.
I'm telling you, white Force, Air Force. White
and
Air
now
Force
we're in the Air Force phase.
It's still going to be that for like the next couple years.
I think I'm going to be in this.
Okay. Well, either it's clothes or it's looks. You went to the perm. You got your ears pierced.
Hey, chill, bro. Chill. Natural. I got this straight from my mom.
Yeah,
bro.
Okay. Like YouTube didn't see you grow up
dad,
with a Bieber
bro.
Cup.
Okay. I got my shit from my mom. You got that shit done.
It's from a barber.
It's from my mom and dad. Come
okay.
On.
Now tell us, little Kersh, what is
hey, shout out Blends by Nate, actually.
What's your next style trend? Is there anything you want to do?
What's
anything
the
you
one
want to
that's
try?
Going on that maybe nobody's big on yet?
Ooh, that's tough.
Like,
man.
You know what was a random trend that I just remembered? A shoelace belt. Like the shoestring, like
that's
shoelaces?
That's like 2007 middle school.
Yeah, that's 2007 middle school. Like, is there anything you're thinking of trying? Anything you want?
Or that you're doing?
I would say
you
did, that
you
did baggies in right now, like more baggier. Because
you did the double piercing before everybody.
Oh, I did the double piercing. I put everybody on.
I agree with him. The baggies making a comeback.
Baggies been making a comeback.
What about bluey band-aids? Are those making a comeback?
Okay, you see. So I had a shaving incident before coming here, and we had no other band-aids besides
be
bluey
bad.
Band-aids.
All right, look. You don't have to show the
it's
camera.
It's a little gash.
Pull it off and just let me see it.
You could see the cut for show.
It can't be that bad, bro.
I thought he had a boil walking in.
A boil. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty gnarly. I'm not going to lie.
Hey, you think I just threw on Bluey Band-Aids, bro? Nah, bro. Bro, this was the last resort.
I've been shaving for, I don't know, six. Is that your alarm? What was that?
No, that's a text I got. Oh,
okay. Oh, I was ready.
Speaking about the alarm, real quick, in your opinion, who is most likely to go to jail in softball?
How much time does he have?
He has. I'm trying to get it in before the minute question.
Well, he'll come back. It'll rotate.
30 seconds.
Oh, I'm coming back?
Yeah, it's not just one appearance.
You have a, minute. Okay. You have a minute.
Yeah, 30. Yeah. It's until we finish all the questions. We don't need to rush them.
Okay.
Gabe, because he's he's adventurous. I swear he's adventurous. Every time I'm with him, he wants to do some like crazy, like
you do be traveling.
He'll be like, oh, let's break into the squin, go on the playground. Like, let's hop like over this fence and go in the playground. I'm like, bro, that's like a nice
that
little
could be
trespassing.
A crime.
Yeah. Come on, bro. Like,
should you get caught?
He's up for something new, though. If you guys ever want to do something adventurous, go with Gabe, man.
I don't know. Who would you say, Mobo, most likely to go to jail?
Jeff.
Jeff, why?
Without a doubt. He'd assault not only just like women, he'd assault everybody.
Yo!
Whoa! That's a wild accusation to put on someone.
Yo!
He you know
to
what?
To my knowledge, ladies and gentlemen, Cowboy Jeff has never abused a woman.
No, he's never. He's never.
To my knowledge.
I will say this, Jeff can get into anybody's face.
Hey, I'm sorry.
He can start a fight.
But because you said it out loud, dude, this is like the longest 30 seconds ever. What is it at?
It's at 30 seconds. I said a minute 30.
Oh, a minute 30.
Minute 30.
Oh,
okay. Now he has 30 seconds.
5 minutes each time you come in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, he's gone.
Oh, okay, so do I got to leave now?
No,
no. How much time is left?
20 seconds.
So let's go. Let's get it out.
Well, we have one more question. That would wrap you up for the day. Mm-hmm. So I think we got to save it, though.
Yeah, we got to save it because it's he needs the minute.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. What do you want to talk about?
Is there anything you want to let the people know that you got going? You got 5 seconds.
I'm big on fashion, man, and Jake's the GOAT, man.
Oh, my God.
Of course, bro.
Thank you.
That's fine. Yeah, there's a wire there. Anyways, next up.
Thank you for getting fingerprints on my glasses, little Kirsch.
Should I put this closer and make everybody's ears hurt?
Just once.
Ah! We're wearing headphones. I didn't think about that. Ooh.
Ew.
Who's next?
Ew.
Who's that? It's
hey. He's riding the wave.
Hey, there's a cord there. Kirsch wasn't able to realize really, that. Like,
I still have my money on red shorts.
Dude,
really?
He took down that whole light. Yeah. I'm not even kidding.
Like, legit, it was leaning over like the Tower of Pizza, just slowly.
I was actually very surprised it didn't fully fall over. Anyways, Soup.
What's up?
Welcome to Podcast 100.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations, you guys.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, man. Now, let me ask you something real quick.
Yes.
Would this count as number 4 for me?
Yeah, it's an appearance.
Uh-huh.
It's an appearance. Does that put you back as the leader?
Top guy right now.
Does it? All right.
Hell
right
yeah.
On. Yeah.
I have to look at the one I made for year one. I don't remember who. It was you and somebody else was close. Art, maybe? I think.
Possibly.
I don't know. But I think last time you were here, your son wasn't born yet, correct?
No, he was.
He was?
Like, he was just born.
Was just born, and the Chiefs won.
That's right.
Remember? Because the only time I come in here is either Chiefs win or I'm having a kid.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Yeah.
How old is he now? It's, what, 7
months?
He's,
what?
The 10?
My son is a year and 4 months.
Year and change.
Damn, bro. Time is flying.
Yeah, dude. Oh, no. A year and a half already. Yeah.
I'm sorry. All of you had your kids at like the same time, you, Andy, Cisco. So
yeah,
to me,
man.
I'm like, they're all, I don't know why. I still all think they're 2024 babies. Are even any of them 2024?
No, we're all
23s.
Wow. I am.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Anyways, he's walking now.
He's running.
Running. So do you remember the day of his first steps?
Oh, yeah.
What's that story?
He just got his balance.
Yeah.
Like in his playpen.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, he stepped up and he literally like turned around from corner to corner from one side to the other.
Yeah.
Took his first steps to me.
Wow.
And I was just like,
so you witnessed, you were the first to witness it?
I was first to witness it. Yeah.
Where was your girl?
Working.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was she like, are you kidding
me? No, because I mean, she watched him in the walker.
Yeah.
But it's not the same,
mm-hmm.
but she knew that he was going to walk very soon.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, yeah. When she came right home, you're like, he did it.
Yeah, I would literally show her like every time, like, come on, let's go. You know, I'll put him in one corner, I'll run to the other corner, and he'd be like running across.
Hell yeah.
Back and forth, yeah.
Hell yeah. Talking
so
yet?
Sick.
Sort of.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's like the talking mark for babies? Like 2?
I think so when he, like, he starts saying more words. Like, right now he says, go, mama. That's his favorite one.
Yeah.
He calls me mama all the time. So it's like, mom, mama,
it's all right.
Go.
He doesn't, what do you call it?
Understand.
No, he does. He does. Gender doesn't matter to him.
Yeah.
He just sees people.
Yeah. You are a people. Yeah. Mama.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
Do you remember what his first word was?
Ball.
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 Ooh. See, he's already getting ready. He's ball.
Yeah. Ball. Ball. Ball me, Dad.
Ball.
Yeah.
Or mama. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, yeah, man.
So, I mean, what have you learned so far through his first year and 4 months?
Patience. A lot more patience. I thought I had patience, but having him, it really... Mm-hmm.
He's testing it, you, yeah, just a bit.
No, oh.
Do you feel like Homer?
Fist.
Do you feel like Homer Simpson yet? Do you now understand his?
No,
anger?
No, nothing like that. I'm more like, like, I don't know. It's the repeating myself of telling him no, stop,
yeah,
stop, stop, stop.
You're not getting it.
Yeah. So that's the main thing. That's just I've learned a lot more patience.
Yeah.
And yeah.
All right. You were telling us when you got here, he does a thing when you leave. Or what is that?
So the moment he sees me put on any type of shoe or sweater or just looking like I'm getting ready to go.
Yeah.
He automatically runs to the door and knocks on the door and goes, go, go, go. And fine. I'm like, babe, come get him real quick.
Does he forget all about it when she's
No. He hears the door and he starts crying. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you know he loves you, though.
Yeah.
You mean the world to him.
Damn right.
Coming up pretty soon, we have WrestleMania.
Mm.
So, right now, to you, what is something do you think would be pretty confidently booked to be at WrestleMania 41?
Like match-wise or just like in general WrestleMania weekend?
Why not both?
William Regal's going to get... inducted.
Oh, Hall of Fame.
Okay. Gangrel will be inducted. What else?
No Cena? Else?
Not quite yet. Not until after his retirement.
Okay.
I could see that.
Because I hear a lot of people saying they're going to do it in his retirement year.
Yeah. Oh, so. I mean, who knows? Maybe.
Could be.
I think those two are made. I don't know about Gangrel now. I'm thinking about it. Because, I mean, the only way Gangrel will get inducted if Edge and Christian are there.
That's true.
And Edge, they're both
AEW. Both AEW.
Have you heard? Oh, I'm sorry, getting off topic.
Oh, you need to get out, bro. Okay. Get up. Go.
We'll pick it up.
We'll see you in just a bit, buddy.
Bye, guys.
There's the alarm. We got to remember. Hall of Fame, Gangrel, Edge, Christian.
Just remember, guys. Edge.
Anyways. Yoo-hoo! Big summer blowout.
I think we need somebody else.
Who is it? I hear the stairs.
I hear stairs? I'm going to say shorts.
No,
Chartreuse.
Oh! Okay, we got to warn everybody.
I should have put my money on. Damn.
We got to warn everyone from now.
You're not the only one. Little Kershie just almost destroyed our entire setup.
Yeah, don't worry. Kershie's was a lot worse. That light was falling. So you kept it on its legs. That's all that matters.
I was just tired. Oh, my gosh.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Here's the mic, by the way.
Right on.
Oh, hello.
Adjusted to your liking.
You can lift it up. Don't even worry.
Yeah.
You can point it at yourself.
Mm. There you go. Anyways, you walk in here today, and there's some pretty big news with you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're moving.
I'm moving.
Moving?
Yeah.
I won't be in California anymore.
Does that mean, to the viewers, at least, and clarify?
The softball lights.
No more softball?
Unfortunately, no more softball. Maybe, like, if I'm in town.
Guest appearance.
And it happens, you'll have a guest appearance, but... Yeah.
I'm going to use my celebrity hall pass on you. Just like in BP, I'm going to be like, Chartreuse, come back.
Mm-hmm. She'll be welcome back.
That's when I'll come back.
Open arms forever.
So where to? Where is the journey taking us?
I'm going to be moving to Denver, Colorado.
Right on.
It's my favorite city. I visit it at least 2 to 3 times a year. And so finally I was just like, I got to make it a full-time thing.
Got your bestie out there.
My best friend from... Yeah. Elementary school, all through high school, college is also out there. So I have a friend out there. So that'll make things nice and comfortable.
What do you love about Denver?
I love the mountains. Like, I'm so much more of a mountain girl. Like, I don't find myself going to the beach at all.
Neither do I.
Bobo? Actually, sometimes.
Like, it's nice on occasion, but, like, I'd rather just visit and, like, be like, oh, yeah, the beach sounds nice now, like, that I haven't had it in a while.
I'll put you like this. When I go to the beach, I legit just cruise down PCH.
Yeah. No, I love PCH cruises. Like, that's the thing that I'm going to miss the most, for sure. Like, if I have a chance to take PCH, I always take it.
Especially since you're just, I mean, we're all close by to PCH, but you're pretty close.
I like it, but not enough. But I love Denver.
Denver's got that weird little beach river thing that runs through the middle of the city.
They have a weird beach river thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Does it have a name? That's all I know it as.
It does, but I don't remember.
Yeah. The beach river.
Yeah. They also have Boulder, which has like a bunch of like lakes and rivers. Like, I've gone like tubing down that, and it's so much fun. Like, way more fun than like trying to like go under waves.
Is that where you did white water rafting?
Not white water rafting, just tubing, like little straight tubes down the
little lazy river.
Yeah, a little lazy river. Exactly.
Which is making a comeback. Wild rivers.
Oh yeah.
The last like, well, I don't know, 3 years maybe. I thought they were extinct. And now
they were extinct.
No, they were. They actually like had closed on everything. That Raging Waters, Wild Rivers. But I think right after COVID is when the talks had happened. Mm-hmm. And what was it, like early 2023 maybe they opened up?
I think so.
Because it's super tiny. You can go.
I don't even know where it is. Oh.
It's in Irvine.
Over, yeah, like the Irvine Park.
Yeah, like Great Park. The OC Park where the giant balloon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right around
there.
It's
where the amphitheater used to be.
5 Points, right?
Five Points.
Huh?
Yeah.
That used to be the Verizon Amphitheater.
I saw G-Eazy there.
I only know 5 Points by Babo, not Crosbow.
Oh, no, different 5 Points.
How many 5 Points are there?
There's it might be a chain. Might be like a tiny, tiny chain. But
a shopping center chain?
Probably.
But anyways, you locked down that place. I don't know anything about it. What's it like? What made you pick this one?
It's pretty close to downtown. So I felt like for the first year of me living in a new city, I wanted to be kind of close to all the action rather than kind of like outskirts, like... so it'll be nice, like
A suburban family.
Yeah, I'm not a suburban family yet. So
you're like, I'll get there when I get there. But
yeah, I need
myself.
The clubs. I need the bars.
Yeah, she's all about the action.
I need the sports games.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So like, I have the Broncos, the Rockies now,
go Bronx.
The Nugs, like
the Nugs.
So many sports I can go to. So I'm super stoked about that.
Now you don't have to tell us how much, but is the price difference that different?
It's definitely better, for sure. It's not like freaking Texas, but
anywhere in California.
But yeah, definitely better than California. I tried moving out, not this past year, but the year before, and could not save a cent. So it was not something in my future I could do again by myself. So Denver it was. Definitely cheaper, more affordable.
Moving to a new state, and you love travel. We did our big Europe trip in September.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the travel bug calling next? Where do you want to go?
Ooh, okay, so I already have a cruise planned.
Nice.
Is it
the cruise that I know?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No,
I should book that.
You should book that.
Did you soft agree? You're like, yeah.
Well,
you
know? I wanted to deal with our homie Kyle, and Kyle's not communicating with me.
Oh, okay. Still no.
Yeah.
Aw, damn.
So I'm kind of waiting because our friend Bobby told me there's a deal if you book it with a two-person.
You need to
already?
Leave.
Already?
Yeah,
damn!
Yeah.
Get the hell out. Get the hell out.
Oh, I thought I broke it.
Yoo-hoo!
Oh, they were ready this time.
Oh,
they were.
There he is.
Oh, that's Shortsy. Hey, there is a wire there because apparently people can't.
Why'd you have to tell him of all people, bro?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that was your guess. I'm sorry. Oh.
I guessed on you tripping over.
Yeah.
You were wrong.
If I didn't tell you, would you have?
No, I'd be fine.
You sure?
I don't know.
What about that wrist?
Oh, I'm always spraining my wrist. I'm just a soft boy.
Are you made of glass bones?
I'm not.
And paper skin?
What? Paper? What?
Yeah, you look like the guy from SpongeBob.
He didn't grow up.
He did not grow up.
He came out straight. I'm working at Cheesecake Factory.
What is going on?
No childhood.
You had no childhood.
All right.
You grew up and immediately went into the workforce.
Anyways. You guys are already at level 10 and I'm at level 1.
Anyways, you love going to the movies, yeah?
I do.
Big movie guy.
Yes.
Huge movie guy.
Sometimes you go to the movies.
A cinephile.
Some would say.
You deal with a lot of people at the movies.
Sure.
Some, just regular old people. Okay. Some, very annoying people.
You know, you got your typical baby. You got your typical loud eaters. Talkers.
You got your typical shitheads.
Phones.
So, in your opinion, you've dealt with a lot. What is some of the most annoying people you've dealt with in some stories of moviegoers?
Oh, man. I don't think there's one of them. I don't think I should tell. but typically, like, during like, quiet scenes, mm-hmm. you don't eat. You don't chew your nachos.
Guilty.
During quiet scenes, guilty. Wait until there's a loud scene coming up.
I feel bad because I'll hear my Reese's Pieces going down my box, like, and then I'm like, oh, it's quiet.
Oh, there you go.
At least I'll realize, like...
There was one scenario, without giving too much detail about it, there was a little girl who was a little too loud during a horror movie, and horror movies are quiet. Mm-hmm. She was a little too loud. I did go out of my way, and I told one of the people that worked there that little girl keeps screaming during the movie. It wasn't screaming because she was scared. It was just she was just being a little screamer.
Yeah.
And the guy had to come in, escort the little girl and her mother out of the theater. So... That happened.
Yeah. I think you did it one time at The Block with me. I don't remember why.
Wasn't it during Five Nights Freddy's?
I did it with you one time. There was like 7 kids sitting behind us in our theater.
Yeah.
And I was like, I checked the app and I'm like, no one bought the seats behind us in our theater. So, and they had the little skateboards on their feet and they're rolling it back and forth.
Yeah. He straight up was like, I'll be back. You left?
I left.
And he came back. And then like 2 minutes later, the manager comes and he's like, I need to see your guys' tickets.
Yep.
I need to see your tickets.
Right. I wouldn't have said anything if they were on the little skateboards going back and forth. I was annoyed. They were underage and R-rated film.
So like, what was that sound? Was it just...
Yeah, I heard it like... 3 or 4 times, and I was like, you're not even supposed to be here. I'm going to go say something.
Because the minute they roll it, they're going to start tapping it. Yeah. They're going to start hitting now, it.
How badly did you want to punch all of us when we saw Babylon?
Oh, my God.
How bad was Babylon?
Wow.
First of all, who was there? It was me.
You, Cap, Kershey.
Gabe?
I don't think it, that was just you three.
I thought that was
just you three,
more.
Me and my girlfriend were there.
No, because somebody was egging on Kershey.
Might have been Javi.
Javi.
It was Javi, because Javi loved the movie.
Yeah.
Probably the worst experience I've ever had ever in a movie theater was with you guys watching Babylon.
Okay, what was
just yelling, throwing popcorn at each other. Were you doing push-ups at one point?
Guilty.
Stupid.
You did push-ups?
Got out of the seat, did push-ups. I'm there because I love movies and this is a huge movie and I want to enjoy it for what it is all the way through. And not even halfway through the movie, you guys are... farting on each other, throwing popcorn at each other.
Hold on.
You're yelling.
Hold on.
He's doing push-ups in the middle of the aisle.
I'll admit what I'm guilty for, okay? Everything you said, I am not guilty for. I did do push-ups. That was because they were egging me on and making me want to be a silly little fun boy. And we were the last row, so nobody saw me. In the aisle, like, I went to the flat, like where the stairs come up and it's flat.
Yeah.
And I was like, nobody's going to see me. Let me do some push-ups. I did do that. Okay. Did I bother anybody else? Was I going, push-up! Push-up!
Like, was he in the theater going, what?
No.
No.
Yeah, he's fine.
So everybody in front of me has no idea that somebody did push-ups in the middle of the movie.
Let him catch a pump.
Yeah.
What are you doing, bro?
I didn't throw popcorn. When I went to the bathroom, what happened?
I think it was Cap that unloaded his box of popcorn on your seat.
Into my entire seat. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. What did you do with the popcorn on your seat?
Oh, you're right. Well, come on. Is that not...
You just went...
What do you want? Yeah, what do you want? Dude.
Just move it, sit down, watch the movie.
You're going to pour popcorn on my seat. I'm not going to be happy.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to fathom Cap just dumping everything and being like, yeah.
No, dude, I came back literally like you couldn't see my seat.
Just a layer of popcorn.
And I was like, okay, look, I know you're being all annoying and funny, but like what the hell? At that point, I was on his level.
Oh.
Thank you. Shorty understood the assignment.
He gets it.
Did I break this? Oh, there we go.
Oh, I thought you did for a second.
Me too. I'm surprised. Hey, you know what? I'm still surprised those candles have not fallen.
Oh, no. They're going strong.
Yeah.
I think they're going to last the whole episode. So let's see. We've hit 1, 2.
Jasmine. My guess is Jasmine.
3. I got it.
Oh!
I'm 2 for 2. Thank you very much for seeing the cord.
Because Kershey did not see the cord.
Cheyenne did not see the cord.
And the whole production just went down?
Kershey almost brought that whole thing down.
He legit
Cheyenne
almost ruined it all.
Did trip on it, but nothing happened. It literally just stayed still.
Okay, well, then perfect. We're all good then.
Yeah, we are good. We are fine. And you, I haven't seen you since Europe.
Beginning of October.
Yeah. Chartreuse came onto the podcast right after that trip. We talked about it with her. So I want to know, what was your favorite part of Europe from that trip. We went Switzerland, Austria.
I'm just thinking about it. That's a long ass time.
Ten days.
I want to say Oktoberfest was my favorite. That was a really, really fun time. I know you had a fun time.
I had a lot of fun.
Yeah. No, everybody was cool. Everybody was chill. It felt like a big old field trip is what it felt like.
It did. And my favorite part towards the end, which I've always agreed with this through the past EF trips I've done, was it you asking our tour guide, Georgia, if we could follow her. She was like, yeah, what? Why not? And then you said what I've always thought with these trips. It feels like a student and a teacher.
I felt like I was trying to show her like my digital camera and I was trying to show her all the pictures. And then immediately, like, there was obviously a lot of cool pictures in there.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, we can't show that one because it feels like a teacher is showing it.
Yeah. You feel like you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah. But she's like probably what, 30?
I would say like 30, 31. Like,
not old enough for me to be feeling like I'm about to get detention if I were to show her something.
It just feels that way because they're the ones in charge the whole time. And they're the ones making the plans. They're the ones taking us everywhere. And it's like, yes, Miss Georgia. Yes, Miss Georgia.
Can they kick you off of an excursion if you're being a dickhead?
I would say yeah. Probably. If you do something very extreme.
Can they? We should have asked Georgia that.
I don't know.
Can you remove us?
She told us she's had worse stories than like anything we've done. Remember the one she told us? She said she went to the hospital. Herself.
Oh, what? Yes, she did go to the hospital. Yeah.
What the hell happened?
She's had some crazy stories. She's had some stories where we have like an opposing people like on our trip too.
Put this closer.
Oh, sorry. You know how like we had like our like partner trip people? Like it was our group and then there was a second group.
Oh yeah. So there's EF and EF Plus and they do the same trip as us.
Yes, and EF Plus was the one that was kind of competing with our group. And she said it's been worse in the past where people have actually, like, there's so many stories.
I remember the little bit he told me was that on this trip specifically, might have been this one, that the EF version of it was way better than the Plus. Yeah. That the Plus was a little bit more expensive and they didn't stay in places as nice as you guys.
Yeah, because Georgia kept winning the coin toss. Shout out to Georgia.
That's what else I thought was wild is it's up to a coin toss and they paid more than us.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just that's kind of fucked.
If I paid more than you, I think we get the better end of the stick.
I'd be heated, bro.
We were able to sleep in most of that trip because she kept getting the coin toss. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you.
I'm fine with that. Georgia wants to keep winning her coin tosses. But where else do you want to go? We just asked Chartreuse. I think, didn't Chartreuse get booted right when we asked that question?
Yeah. Yeah. Immediately.
Yeah.
So what's next?
I'd answer for the both of us by saying Greece.
Yeah. I want to do Greece so bad. What city?
Maybe Mykonos?
Mykonos. Yeah. I've heard that's like the party part of
Greece.
Well,
then that one.
I want to do Santorini.
Yeah, I just want to play ABBA and just enjoy my little Greek time there.
But yeah, we kind of breezed by it, Mobo. Our tour guide did end up into the to nobody's knowledge, apparently. Apparently, what? She went to the hospital feeling terrible and then figured it out overnight and continued her tour group the next day.
Oh, my God.
They had no idea.
She is superwoman. I believe it.
She really is.
Yeah, she's so cool.
She a real one for that.
Yeah.
Now, look, I don't need you to jump out of the seat or anything. Don't freak out. I just want to know your fear of birds.
Mm-hmm.
How did it start? Was there an origin story?
Like, did you get attacked as a kid?
No.
That was quick.
Until now. Release.
No, I don't know where it started. It's like really irrational why I have that fear, and I still have it to this day. It's gotten a lot better.
But okay, it applies again to like chickens.
Any bird.
Anything with claws, feathers, wings.
I like ducks though, which is weird. They have wings, so.
Well, okay, crows and pigeons are like on site, right?
Yeah, I don't like them.
What would top three? Like top three that bird.
A pelican.
Is it the mouth? The giant mouth?
Yeah, a chicken. I don't like the
Oh, you don't like the little gibbler right here?
That is a rooster.
Well, okay.
Are you missed?
Well, they both have it.
Do they?
Don't they?
I think they both have it. Oh, I thought it was just roosters.
Roosters have a bigger one and they have like a mohawk going on. But
nice.
I also don't like, yeah, so I don't like chickens. And I don't like ostriches. So there you go. And those are all fearful looking birds. So.
I can't.
What about flamingos?
Hold on.
I
disappeared for a little bit. Sorry, my bad. Anyways, yeah, I understand the ostrich. That one, fully get it. Huge bird that can run fast as hell.
Yeah, no, they're creepy.
Oh, yeah. I could see it as I'm describing and she's like, Stop talking about them.
Well, I'm not like Jeffrey. You could talk about them, but I don't want to be near them.
So what you're telling me is to talk about aliens when Jeff gets up here.
I was going
to
say, do you have an aliens like picture in your cupboard? Like right here. And this little like white.
There might be one in there. Maybe.
We'll have to grab it while she's
I didn't
leaving.
Even think about that.
We could do that.
Damn. Either way. If they're in there, they're in there. It's whatever.
Yeah.
And then how about this? Dinner. Three celebrities. Who are you picking?
Oh, that's a hard question. I'm glad. Am I done?
No,
oh, that I heard
that was
the
no, no, no. You're almost, you got 15 seconds.
Save
no,
it
no.
though.
Because it made me think of this because we did a video with Shortsy earlier where he asked you guys this question like a year ago. And it was three favorite singers of like 28 people from softball. And then I had to guess whose person that was. And he, oh, that's it. Give so that'll give you time to think.
Yeah. Okay.
You got to go. Thank you very much.
All right. Cord.
Cord.
I feel like I got to do it every time now. Okie dokie. So who does that leave for the first round? I am breaking this. There we go.
So we've had Jasmine. We've had Shy. We've had Ryan.
So that we've had Soup.
That leaves Jeff and Gabe.
Jeff and Gabe.
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Gabriel. Where are you?
Gabriel.
Somebody spun it.
Gabriel. Jeffriel. It's Jeffriel.
Oh, it's the Jeff.
This fella walk in and say ladies.
Ladies.
Whoa, whoa. How you doing? It's episode 100. I'm dressed to the nines.
Dad, oh, yeah.
I like it. I like it. Where's the camera?
It's right
camera's
there.
Camera's right in front of you.
And the mic is right here.
Come on. Get close. Get close to Poppy.
Stop telling me what to do.
Like, give it a nice little kiss. Like,
why is there a fuck? Really?
What?
What is this bullshit?
What is that?
Did you just try to, like, fucking, what am I,
dude, that's part of his guyliner, bro. What the fuck?
It's a nail.
It's a nail, dog.
Why do you have a nail in your couch? Are you good?
Damn.
You didn't try to sabotage my shit, bro?
He didn't sit on the nail.
Bro, I thought this was a Tom and Jerry cartoon. You're going to...
Yeah, I thought you'd sit on here.
Anyways, hi, guys. I'm Cowboy Jeff, and I really hope I make a good impression on this podcast of yours.
Don't do that.
What? Oh, sorry. It's my it's my anime voice I was trying to...
Don't.
No?
Please don't.
Mobile, you didn't like that?
No, I didn't.
Did I say that out loud?
Sorry, gosh. I really hope they like me.
Yeah. All right, let's go. Let's get this
wow,
shit underway,
I was so
bro.
Nervous
go.
For this.
Come on.
Aliens.
What about them? There's been a lot of them spotted over New Jersey, if you guys haven't.
Do you think...
Shout out to everyone in Hoboken. How you doing?
So we were just talking about your sister's
Hoboken?
Fear and beer and birds.
Oh, birds.
Yeah. She can't recall a time. I'm just going to... This isn't a part of your three questions, but I want to see if you have an answer. If there was a moment in time where that fear started for her, she said it just started.
It just like... just. I don't know, dude. It's like, I don't know.
Because we know with you and aliens.
Oh, me and aliens.
Well, no, we know with you and aliens, it's the book.
It's the book. Yeah, yeah. That's the genesis of that. Mm-hmm. My sister. Oh, I know why. Yes, I remember. You know why?
Do tell.
I think it's because, so I used to play a lot of Zelda. I still do. It's my favorite game of all time.
Yes.
And there's a, in Legend of Zelda, Majora's Mask or Ocarina of Time, whichever one.
Of course.
So there are chickens there.
Yes.
This camera, right?
Yeah, that camera.
Yeah, okay. Hi. So there's chickens there. And if you hit the chickens, if you hit them enough, like if you hit them one time, they're like, bakak. And then you hit them again, they're like, bakak. You hit them again and again and again. And then they actually start flashing red. And then they like, just like 12 of them spawning out of nowhere. And they start whomping on you, bro. Like, absolutely. Like, this is a game that has like freaking flying hands and like a buff ass like magical wizard warlock guy that just messes you up. There's like there's just a bunch of baddies.
So
but the chickens are the ones. I've only ever died from the chickens, and so my sister saw that.
You don't die by the hands, only the chickens.
The freaking chickens. The chickens will destroy you, dude. I'm serious. That's like if you mess with the chickens, that's automatic death.
All those chickens.
Yeah. Hey, look at all those chickens.
So they squat up on you, basically.
They squat up. No, they really do. It's like a little Easter egg. And like, if you're really bored, it's like if you ever played Mario 64, you like, what is it? If you like throw the penguin off. Well, I'm like dating myself right now. Yes, I played Nintendo 64. Yeah.
So, hey,
what?
So did I.
What do you want to do? You want to fight about it?
Hey, Pokemon Stadium right here.
Couple times.
Yeah, PokeSnap. Okay.
Oh, so you guys know.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys are well versed in the ancient arts.
I didn't miss that.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
I missed some of the big games, maybe, but I played a few on there.
You play a lot of Halo?
I did Halo 3.
Halo 3. Yes. Yeah. I want to hear the like.
Should,
but
should,
no, but there's a certain song should, that goes.
Should we try? Should we try?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, we got like 5 minutes.
Baller,
right?
Bro.
We got like 5 minutes.
That was sick. I don't give a fuck what anybody says, bro. That was tough.
What are we talking about? What are we talking about? Let's go.
Oh, we have a gift.
We want three girls. Three girls whose average OBP is
275.
275.
Wasn't it 275?
Isn't it like 3.14?
Oh, but when I said it downstairs, that was the right answer.
That was batting average. One, someone who has, you know, three girls. Three. I don't know what we're talking about. We just.
I have a gift for you.
What?
I've been meaning to give this to you since September. It's not the Infinity Gauntlet.
A gift?
It's hiding under the Infinity Gauntlet. So, here you go. Here you go.
I don't even know what it is.
You should probably open that right now.
You're going to open it and think, what the hell?
Vienna.
It's a box.
It is a box.
What's in the box?
So that is actually from your sister, and it was packed in the wrong luggage from our Europe trip, and I've had it ever since.
Wow.
Do you know why she would have bought that for you? We're trying to.
I'm trying to just like fast forward this shit to get to the chorus.
He's trying to skip
here,
the song.
Here, put it up so we can hear it a little better.
That's a. This is Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. That's
that's a sped up version from TikTok.
I don't know what song it is though. I don't know.
Oh well,
you gotta get up.
What we were just about to talk about the social and economic state of the world right now.
Get out. Stupid animal. Well, I think we know who's next.
Who's there?
Gabe.
I knew it.
Gabriel. I was like, process of elimination says Gabe. Hey, there's a cord there. Yeah. I feel like we've had to tell everybody since Kershey's incident.
We have, brother. Yeah.
By the way, if you want to play with Jeff's GIF, he left it.
Oh yeah, he did.
It's
wait, which way do I turn?
You got to turn. You had it right.
I have no idea, but Jasmine got it from in Europe. I don't know what. About that, says Jeff. we'll ask her when she comes back. But Gabriel, welcome to episode 100. No, it's not going to blow up. It's not a jack in the box.
No, don't worry about it.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm great.
How?
No!
Oh!
I'm sorry, bro. Who put those?
We're now back to episode zero.
It made it through the whole rotation, bro.
Hold on, bro. I got it.
It made it through everybody.
It made it through every single person. I won't put my arm up there. Oh, I almost knocked this off, too.
Full-time content creator started in 2024.
Oh, yeah.
What can we expect from you in the content and ETS and everything in 2025?
To be honest, bro, I'm leaving that content stuff in 2024, bro. I'm gonna nah, but a lot of big things, bro. A lot of traveling, a lot of new things, new experiences. I'm just ready for it all.
Can you give us at least a little inside scoop on where you're traveling next? Because, I mean, not too long ago, correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, you were partying up in the Bahamas.
Man, traveling next.
I saw Aruba, everything. It looks
Jamaica,
awesome.
Jamaica. Where I'm traveling next, I'm going to Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, that's right. You briefly told me about
Savannah,
that
Savannah, Georgia. I can't say too much, but, you know.
I was going to say, I think if you have common sense, you can kind of put it together.
Yeah, you can maybe put one and two together.
Yeah.
Figure out what's
going to Why would somebody go to Savannah?
I heard there's a lot of fun baseball out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
There's a lot of fun baseball.
You know, like dancing.
Yeah, dancing.
You know, flailing all over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Sexy firefighters.
Ooh.
Newly added last year.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Hey, I didn't make the team.
Yeah, okay.
But what about traveling throughout the year? Where's somebody somewhere that you want to go that's not on the docket, but somewhere Gabe wants to go?
Somewhere that I want to go. I've been a lot of places that I love.
I feel like you've been a lot domestically.
Yeah.
Do you want to do anything internationally?
Well, like, so I went to the Bahamas, right? That was like...
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Is Bahamas a U.S. property?
I am not sure.
Because, like, what's the one that's off of Florida that's U.S.? Costa Rica?
Puerto Rico's
a U.S. territory.
I'm not in school. High school. I finished. I wouldn't know. But, like, I want to go to, like, I want to go to Cancun, like Cabo. I love those like type of places.
Beach,
like,
on the beach. I'll tell you this. Beach, you'd like, love it, brother.
Like, because Bahamas was lit, but I didn't really get like the full experience because it was super like windy and nasty when we got there. It was like 20 mile per hour winds like all day.
I mean, you went in November, right?
Yeah.
Or December, whichever
November,
one.
November.
I feel like those are the places that you got to go in like June, May.
Dude, summer
like,
would have been crazy there.
I'll tell you this. It's going to be beautiful, but it's going to be hot as hell. Probably.
Yeah, but I can deal with some heat though. I can deal with some heat.
I do got to dip into kind of what Gabe was saying. Where's Bahamas?
The,
is it a Florida island?
It's like you're Miami, Just go to the right, bro.
Oh, okay.
Miami, just go to the right.
Not going to lie, half my knowledge of all those places is they're just one of the islands off of Florida, right?
And then, yeah, yeah. And then like Puerto Rico is like above it.
And then DR's over there.
Yeah, DR. It's all close to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Miami's, that's why so many people from like those areas go to Miami.
Yeah. I might be joining that beach city thing with 2026. I might be going to Puerto Vallarta.
Ooh.
Puerto Vallarta. You've been there.
I've been there.
You had a very fun time.
Are you kidding me? I was in the zoo.
I remember those videos. My I'm an animal, brother. How is Puerto Vallarta?
For beautiful.
Somebody that might be going.
Absolutely beautiful. Cheap to eat. Good vibes all around. Ancient. There's a bunch of pool halls.
Gabe is the first one to.
Bunch of clubs.
This thing is ancient, bro. How does this thing still ring?
Go ahead.
See? Oh, they're going to think it's time.
Someone's going to go to the door. Somebody ring the bell? Yeah, I was looking at it, wondering how the. Oh, by the way, another thing. Apparently, Jeff almost sat on a nail. There was a nail on the couch.
We didn't know that.
Someone's definitely going to come through that door right now.
I was wondering, you ever wonder how the bell like this works, bro?
No, I have no idea, bro.
It's a little hammer nut thing.
Am I coming back or is it one and done?
No, it's once we get through everybody's questions. So
okay.
We got 25 seconds left.
You were right.
Well, you could chill right there. Give us 1 second. We're about to finish up.
So Gabe picked up the bell and he was like, look, old ancient bell. And he rang it.
We're at 10 seconds though.
Okay. Hi, Gabe.
Hi,
Gabe. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Oh my God. We only have one more question for him, so.
All right, what's the question?
Well, we were going to let it cook when. There you go. We'll see you on the next run.
Oh, okay.
We'll see you soon.
All right, Ryan.
Later.
Kershey.
Oh, Kershey.
Kershey. Bluey. Band-Aid Bluey. What's going on?
Thank you, Gabe. Thank you very much.
The fact that we told him 10 seconds and he went back downstairs.
he got him at the door.
Unfortunately, we didn't have a camera pointed at the door.
Welcome back, man.
So we've made the full rotation, and now I'm trying to find where your questions are.
We left off with one question. There was something you said right before you left.
What did you say before you left? Do you remember?
Drake's the GOAT.
Okay. So on that, how many Drake songs can you name in a minute? Ready? I'm gonna help you. Can you get the timer out, Ozzy?
Yeah,
but I'm already running the five.
I want to ask him before. I'm gonna keep going up, and you tell me more if you think you can name
okay.
more.
Okay, I like that.
Oh, wow, that's
okay. Go one, go.
Two. No. Wait, what?
just say more if you think you can name more.
Oh, more.
One,
more.
Two,
more.
Five,
more.
10,
more.
15,
more.
And realistically, in a minute, by the way.
Okay.
So 20
more,
dude. 25.
Yeah, I'll be right there.
25?
Yeah.
Okay. So Kershey's goal is to name 25 Drake songs in 1 minute.
Okay.
I'll probably know a quarter of them, so you'll have to confirm the rest of them.
I'm going to do my best. I'm not the biggest Drake guy, but you know what? Let's hear the stand go.
We're sitting next to the biggest Drake guy, so he's going to have to prove it right now.
Let's go. Bro just spins on the water hose.
As soon as
you
start saying a song, I'm going to hit start.
We're going right now?
Yes.
Oh, okay, when I start. All right. Virginia Beach, amen, calling my name, Drew Picasso, all the parties over my dead body, shot from me, privileged rappers.
He's hit the block. He's hit the wall.
In it's the Bible.
Stall. Oh, okay.
Champagne poetry, Poppy's home, pipe down. This is really good, bro.
You're at 16.
Oh, 16 seconds?
No, 16 songs. It's crazy. He's avoided his whole like start to rap, basically.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like
Days
no
in the
stuff.
East.
Still. Bro, like
there's like layups. Deep. There's like layups you could say.
I know. He hasn't
Marvin's
named like
room.
The bangers. There we go. 10 seconds.
Dude, this is Rich Flex.
Yeah, okay.
Dude, you put me on the spot, bro.
You're not going to get it.
Yeah, there's no chance.
You got to 20. Take care.
Yeah, bro.
Zero to 100.
What's my name? Bro, wants and needs.
Forever?
You guys got me on the spot, bro.
Push-ups.
Like
Family Matters.
Yeah, I forgot Family Matters, bro. I forgot Fancy, bro. I forgot the whole... I was trying to go albums, and I was like, you know what, bro? You put me on the spot.
Well, okay. At least let the people know. How long have you been listening to him? Like, what was your first project that you heard by him?
I was going
to
say, I
probably
knew.
Started from the bottom, and like...
There's another one.
Yeah.
And like...
Second anything grade. Beyond that, yeah.
Second grade, yeah.
Damn,
I started listening to him in like first, second grade. I went to Angels game and I heard Mike Trout play Started From the Bottom. ever since that was
so
his walk-up
Mike
song.
Mike Trout started his Drake fan.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and I I was a little kid. I was a little jit. So, like, I just didn't really put, like, a name to the songs. And then I was like, hey, I've been listening to this guy a lot. So, I started listening to him realistically, like, 2012.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. You've seen him once or twice?
I've seen him once.
Once. And you got pit tickets, huh?
Yep.
And
That was a whole experience, yeah. Right?
That must be crazy.
Not seeing the concert, getting the tickets.
Yeah, that was...
Why was it scandalous?
Did you guys wait, like, forever and some people got screwed?
The tickets alone were $1,100.
$1,100?
Yeah,
one,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, for one. And then, so, we camped out the night before to get, like, the wristbands for the pit tickets. Yeah.
How late?
We got there at, like, 12 a.m. We left at, like, 9 a.m.
Oh, so you legit put in a shift.
From, like, midnight to, like, 9.
You put
yeah.
in a shift for
went
the
Went home,
okay.
went to sleep, showered, and then I pulled up, and then we're literally barricade.
Wow, that's crazy.
I'll do it all over again, bro. All
right. Damn. But you got them pretty simple. Some other people, who'd you go with?
I went with Javi, my boy Nick. Alan is yeah, the Alan. One that kind of...
Yeah, what happened to Alan?
I don't want to put him on blast, but he didn't... he needed some help, and he got the tickets.
Oh, I remember now.
What are you talking about?
So we had our tickets, like, we've been had them, like,
yeah.
as soon as they dropped. But Alan's plan was to wait it out, like, maybe, like, day of, and, like... Because he thought they were going to drop down.
Does that shit
they
work
didn't
with
drop
concerts?
Down.
Doesn't work with concerts?
It works. No. But with Drake, I guess it's different. Because, I mean, I've waited like that. And I've gotten crazy, like, prices, like, good prices. But I guess with Drake, it's a little different. And Alan wasn't expecting that. And so he was waiting at the doors for a little bit.
Oh, damn.
But he got in. He got in with us. And, yeah, it was a great night.
I think going forward, Mobo, once we've hit everybody, actually, since you're here, would you mind FaceTiming Bobby for us? Bobby agreed to be a part of this through FaceTime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, first through like,
I'll say, like, right on time, too.
Okay. So I'll give him a text really quick to say he's going to call you. But cool. He said he's available anytime.
Give it a second.
Dude, I've never FaceTimed Bobby just because he hates.
He's the one that told me FaceTime or Zoom. Oh, there we go. There he is.
Bobo.
Hello, Bobo. Put him up to the mic. No, the mic.
Up to the mic, right.
Bobby, welcome to episode 100.
Thank you. Glad to be here. 100 episodes, great accomplishment. Great podcast. Love you guys.
Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you much.
Very quickly, is there any advice you want to give to the people listening? Some life advice.
Oh, life advice. Always eat Frosted Flakes cereal.
Yeah.
And what Tony the Tiger says to do. And if he says to do it, you got to do it because he's a tiger. And if you don't do it, he'll kill you and eat your bones.
They're great.
Exactly. They're great.
All right. Well, thank you, Bobby, for joining.
All right. No problem.
Thank you so much for tuning in.
Bye.
All right. And that's time on Kershey, yes?
Yes, that's time on Kershey.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Kershey. Ring, 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 ding, 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 ring, ding, 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 ring, ding, 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 ding. Soup. It's soup. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, going forward, Mobo, I want to tell you, I think we can eliminate the timer. I think once we've gone through everyone's questions.
Yeah, because at this point, we're already like on the last question or two.
Yeah, it's taking less than 5 minutes to get through everyone's. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So, we were talking about WrestleMania.
Yes.
And you told us who you think is getting inducted. You said
Grand For sure, Dale. William Regal. I'm going to say that.
Okay. And just one match
one
that
match.
You think is, to you, would say is pretty confident that it's going to happen.
LA Knight, Shinsuke, and Andrade.
Ooh.
Triple threat.
No Penta?
Oh, I forgot about that.
He might debut.
I don't know for the U.S., though. Yeah. You know what? Yeah, you're right.
Penta.
I would say Penta. Maybe like a surprise entrant, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
And if people have been watching my videos for a while, some may know you work at Disney, but yes. I don't think we've ever asked, what's your favorite Disney movie?
Oh, man. Either the Jungle Book. Ones.
Okay.
Or... Robin Hood.
Oh, throwback. Yeah. Okay. What about you, Mobo?
I don't know what I don't.
Lion King. I love Lion King.
Lion King's good.
It's a classic, bro.
Yeah.
I think I've said this on the pod before. In the final scenes,
countdown.
When he's going up the Pride Rock,
yeah.
and Rafiki's like, "It is time," and Yeah. You know that? I want to run through a wall every time, bro. And then he hits him with a roar. Every time, bro. Such a good spot right there. And Scar's song, the...
Oh, Be Prepared. That's like one of my favorite villain songs. Yes.
He sent me a video or two of a band.
Oh, that's right.
Big band. Big old South marching
Southern,
band.
Southern black band, yeah.
Just it's, hitting that.
And if I go Pixar, Wall-E.
For me, probably Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
It's a great one. Either Incredibles, only because of the music. Michael Giacchino, whatever his name is. Yeah.
I'd say the same thing for Tarzan. I love Strangers like Me, Two Worlds.
You're a Phil Collins guy. I could see that.
Hey, bro.
Set the nota.
Make some bangers.
Yeah, right?
and Lilo and Stitch. I love Lilo and Stitch. And I've always loved it. And what made me love it even more that I found out a couple years ago, I looked up the release date of when it came out. It came out on my birthday.
No way.
Yeah, and I was like,
okay.
Well, that adds to the lore.
It's meant to be. Yeah. Jeez. Okay.
And all right, Mobo, do you have those Monsters, Inc., you said?
A Monsters, Inc.? You know what? This might be an obscure-ass one. Mm-hmm. I think my Disney one's probably going to be Beauty and the Beast. Wait, no.
Yeah, that's the one about the Beauty and the Beast, yeah.
No, wrong one. I'm thinking of the one with Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
of Sleeping Beauty.
You know what I'm just realizing as we're talking about this? There's songs in Disney movies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Pixar movies do songs?
Not so much.
Like, sort of. But it's more like I would say outsourced.
Background.
Yeah, like a Toy Story has Friend in Me. They don't sing Friend in Me.
They don't
sing.
Yeah, they don't sing. It's all like background.
Yeah, I'm just realizing that.
Yeah.
There's like no... I can't think of a Pixar movie where the characters are like...
No, Frozen's not Pixar. No.
No, that's straight Disney.
That's straight Disney, yeah.
To hide Walt's frozen head.
Yeah. Oh, man.
They gave it to people right there. Frozen.
That's true.
It's right there. Dude.
It's true.
See, now you got me thinking about a Pixar movie.
Yeah, where the characters sing.
Character sings, yeah.
Yeah, because like you think of Lion King, they sing.
Yeah.
You think of, I don't know, what's another Disney? Tarzan. Two worlds, one. Oh, well, actually, that's background.
That's background.
They don't sing it. But I'd say most songs of characters singing are straight Disney movies.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? No, I think it is. Goofy movie's a Disney movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. I was going to say Pixar.
No. That's straight Disney, boy.
Yeah. So I don't think any Pixar movies have
new realization unlocked.
Mm. We'll have to pick it up again.
Get your shit together, Disney.
Yeah.
Or Pixar, I mean. Sorry.
All right. Well,
don't fire me.
We've ran through your 3-question soup.
Right on.
So, whoever's next, I'm trying to remember the order.
Guys.
Thank you for joining
going
us.
Home. I need to go pick up milk for my son.
That sounds
good. Yeah. All right, guys.
Thank you so much for joining us, Soup.
Yeah. Thank you very
Drive
much.
Drive safe.
Soup. Take care, man.
All right, do you remember the order?
After
soup, it was...
Cheyenne.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Not Soup yelling ding, ding, ding from the hallway. Cheyenne, right?
Yes, sir.
Have we seen Breaking Bad? Has everyone seen Breaking Bad here?
She destroyed it again!
Bobo, have you seen Breaking Bad?
Yeah, I saw up to season 4.
Have you seen Breaking Bad?
Yeah, I saw a few seasons, but like...
You didn't finish it, right?
I don't know. I didn't
finish it either.
It.
Yeah. Well... Yeah. If you made it to the point that I'm referring to, then you'll remember. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
Okay, yeah.
You remember the grandpa in the wheelchair? Like he doesn't talk.
It's been so long since I watched it.
I feel like him right now. Do you remember where we left off?
We're talking about the cruise.
Yes, I should be going on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If I can get my friend Kyle to talk to me.
I'm team bring your mom.
You're bringing your mom, aren't you?
Yeah. She'll have a buddy.
Okay, so our last question for you. Mm-hmm. You dabble in concerts.
I do, yeah.
What are some of your favorite concerts you've gone to? You did a lot of concerts this year,
I did.
I mean, you saw Tay Tay.
I saw Tay Tay.
She saw Tay Tay out of State Tay.
Out of State Tay, that's
out
right.
Out of State Tay. Yeah. okay, that's a good one. I think. Vibe wise, I really liked my first time seeing Taylor Swift because like my coworkers were all just the vibe.
When you said vibe wise, I thought that was the artist. I thought you were like,
I was about to say, who's that?
I was like, who's Vibe wise?
I'm like, damn, I've never heard of Vibe.
No.
Vibe wise.
No. Okay. So, so vibe wise, first time Taylor was really cool. It actually turned me back into a Swiftie because I was like,
Back here at SoFi, right?
Yeah, SoFi. That was really fun. And then I went again this year to see Tortured Poets Department. And that was super cool. But it was just, like, less vibey. So.
Okay.
Not my favorite. Mm-hmm. I really love Sabrina Carpenter. She, like, just the whole show was, like, an actual show. So it was so fun. And I knew every song. And they played my favorite song, which is Mamma Mia. And freaking Domingo was there.
Ah! Bobo, do you know Domingo?
I do not know Domingo.
Oh,
he's the guy from SNL when Ariana Grande was on.
Yeah, Marcel.
You know, from Domingo.
No me acuerdo.
Yeah.
No,
they, okay, no. Look it up later.
They spoofed a Sabrina Carpenter song about, well, who was he playing? Was he the husband in the skit?
No, he's the, like, the mistress.
Mistress.
Whatever the man mistress is.
Yeah. Is there a word for that? Because
Mistress.
There's a situation going on in real life that we've been talking about where we know somebody who was a mistress, because I don't know what to call it. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Do I know this?
Yeah.
You know the person.
Well, we were briefly talking about it before everything started right now.
Oh, got it. Okay, cool.
But what concerts did you do this year? You did Taylor Swift, Sabrina,
Olivia Rodrigo.
Olivia didn't do it.
I did Tosh Sultana. I don't. A lot of people don't know her, but she's, like, really cool. She does, like, plays all the instruments and, like, backtracks everything. Oh. So super cool, super fun. That was my second time seeing her, and I really like her. And then I ended the year at Proper in San Diego. So that was super cool.
Is that a festival or a person?
It's a festival.
Okay, that's what I thought it was.
Yeah, it was, like, a bunch of artists a day. There was, like, some artists New Year's Eve and then some New Year's Day.
Was it a mix of genres or was it a specific genre? Because I know people like...
Mostly house.
Okay, yeah.
Like EDM, like that kind of vibe. I love John Summit. I love Dom Dalla. So that's why I showed up, but it was a blast.
Dom Dalla. Fire.
Fire. That mustache kills
Fire.
me.
All right, well...
Yeah, those are the big ones.
Those are your three questions that we wrote for you.
So. Amazing. So we're done here today?
Yeah, we're not timing on the second round.
Okay, perfect. All right. Yeah.
Bye. Well, thank you for being a part of episode 100.
Thank you for being a part of the podcast. Come on.
Yeah. Happy 100.
We'll be at your going away party as well.
Yeah. Fun stuff.
We hope to visit you soon.
You're 100% coming to Denver.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a good time. And it's going to be fun. And it's not the last you'll see of me.
Hopefully, at this going away party, I'm not the only one partying my ass off like last time.
I know. No, I would join in.
I think everyone's going to go hard.
Because a lot of people said they were going to join me at her birthday. And it was just Jeff.
Excuse me. I drove. I'll say this just to defend myself. I drove.
So did I.
You're not driving this time.
I probably won't drive.
Heck yeah.
Hey,
so
I drove last time, but I stayed on her couch. Yep.
See, that's the key. Yep. You can drive there, just don't drive back.
Yes. So you might see some funny content next weekend.
The vibes need to be high, Mobo. She's leaving.
I'm going to be so high.
I don't want to hear any excuses next weekend.
No excuses.
Yeah.
No excuses. Kay? Fun times.
We're testing livers next week. Stay tuned, guys.
All right. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Ding, 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 ding.
Ring, ding, 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 ding.
No. Shortsy. Hey, buddy.
Shorts.
Hey.
Short.
By the way.
What's up?
You guys keep dinging that thing in the middle of your conversations, and they're all confused. Like, do we run up there? Do we not run up there?
It only happened one time.
It happened a few times.
No,
it happened a few times.
There when did it happen besides Gabe playing with it?
When Kershaw was up here,
yeah.
You guys dinged it, and Sip was like, do I go? And we're like, we don't know.
Yeah, we were ringing it to bring him up there.
No, it was during, and he didn't go, and we didn't go.
Really?
Don't remember.
Anyway.
Welcome back.
So tell us, Shortsy. Being the big WWE fanatic that you are, we are.
Oh, come on. He ain't that big.
He's a little big.
I'm kidding. He is.
Oh.
How would you personally book Cena's 2025?
Oh, my gosh.
give us a little piece of your mind.
I would have Gunther come out during January 6th Raw.
Yeah.
We're all going to be there except for you.
Bitch.
We all, me, him, not you.
Man.
And Gunther just like teased it a little bit.
Yeah.
And then he works his way up, like, he even fights in the Rumble but loses. But I'll have him probably win the Elimination Chamber and then challenge Gunther at Mania, win the belt at Mania from Gunther, and then probably lose it at SummerSlam to Punk.
But you really think Gunther would be his last? Because you have to remember, this would be his last WrestleMania opponent.
Yeah. It's I don't think it matters. I think what matters is he wins the belt at Mania. I think that's what matters.
Very true. Are you going to cry if it happens? Well, we're gonna be on there. Some real shit. I'm not trying to make fun of anything.
You and I are gonna be there
together. Yeah.
You and I witnessed him when he first came up in 2002, 2004, something like that.
Unlike Soup, who was actually there, bastard.
Super and we were huge fans of him growing up.
Correct.
In his Ruthless Aggression era and his Thugonomics era.
Correct.
Which is my favorite John Cena, by the way. The
Word Thugonomics. Life. Hey, what if he came out to? Think you're unstoppable?
I would love it.
Oh my god!
So to see his final WrestleMania, and if he does become a 17-time world champion to break the record, I'll probably cry. Yeah,
he needs to.
Break I the would record, at least bro. Have tears, 100%.
He needs to.
Like, it would just be such a dream come true as a John Cena fan.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be able to hold back. So he wins the belt at Mania, loses it to Punk. You said at SummerSlam,
probably to Punk at SummerSlam. Yeah, mm-hmm. It makes sense.
And what about his last match in December?
Ever?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. His last match, probably Cody, just straight up.
Really?
And then beat Cody.
You don't think anything goes on with Randy?
Oh, that's right. They do the Randy thing. I don't think they have enough time.
Really?
To book anything with him and Randy.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Maybe him and Randy have a little heat during the chamber.
Okay.
Maybe that's all they, as far as they go, though. They don't have any other way to build up
nice
any matches between them.
Okay. Every year you cut something out of your diet.
I do.
You just did bread this past year.
Yep.
What are you most excited to be able to eat again?
Pizza. Pizza. And that's mainly because 2023 I cut out pizza.
Uh-huh.
And then 2024 I cut out bread, which means you also don't get pizza.
So 2 years
so
without
I went
pizza.
2 years of no pizza.
They're feeling
and this year I was most excited to get pizza.
And what made you decide fries this year?
Last year, with no bread, I ate a lot of fries. I ate a lot of fries. Every, like, burger joint I would go to, I can't get a burger, I'll just get fries. Everywhere I went, can't get a burger, I'll get fries. That's what I always did.
You never did even, like, lettuce wraps?
Sometimes, yeah, In-N-Out.
Like, if you're really craving it.
At In-N-Out, I did lettuce wraps because the fries at In-N-Out are complete ass.
I agree.
Yeah.
1,000%.
They're only saved.
I don't care what anybody says about make it extra crispy, make it animal style, make it
go make fuck it yourself. Non-salty.
It's not good.
Okay, hold on. I was going to say the only thing that saves them that I'm like, because like straight In-N-Out fries, I'm all right. I'll skip on that.
Yeah.
Animal fries, I like.
Animal fries are better.
Yeah.
Than the regular fries, but it doesn't help. The fries are still not good.
Yeah, they're not my favorite.
And then if you don't eat it within that time when they come out fresh, the cheese is like really plasticky.
It is.
Very true. You can tell it's just so a single
annoying.
Piece
yeah,
of Kraft
it,
cheese.
It is
that's what they do. It's so bad.
I have forgotten to do this with everybody.
Oh.
And how many people have gone by in the second round? Kershey.
I'm three.
You're fourth.
Yeah.
So we've missed this question on three. I was supposed to do it with everybody.
Okay. That's right.
Something you just want to say to the fans, some life advice for everybody.
You want me to give people advice?
Yes.
Me, of all people you know.
Yeah, I know.
Give advice.
I want you to look at that camera
to
and
kids.
Give one piece.
I don't know why you were the first
I
one.
Have I have a very bad, dark history and background.
If it's bad advice, then it's bad advice.
We won't put it in if it's horrible.
If you go to the movies, shut up.
Like life advice.
Quiet.
Just shut up.
Just be quiet.
Mind your own business.
You know what? I like that. In life, just stick to keep to yourself.
Shut up.
Shut up. Keep to yourself. Just be quiet. Live your life every day, not talking to people.
The next generation of people are literally going to be awkward ass.
You know what's going to be the best? Because I wish I remembered this for the first three people. Soup left. I know that. Kershey. Well, tell Kershey and Cheyenne to come back up after the rotation to give their advice. But I know I'm going to make a video and play very inspirational music on everybody's. And then Shorty's is just going to be,
just
shut up. Just shut up.
Be quiet.
Yeah. If everyone can just shut up and not have an opinion on everything at all the time, that'd just be great.
And Google.
You remember that clip from, I'm not sure if you remember the clip or not, from like the Bo Burnham's Inside, where he goes, why does everyone have to have an opinion about everything? If you can just shut the fuck up for 5 minutes and not talk about something, that'd be nice.
Brought a tear to my eye.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining us on episode 100.
All right, I'm getting out of your hair now. You guys enjoy yourselves.
All right, here. This is the real bell.
Well, you almost did it at the pacing of a start of a match in WWE. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. At least what I remember.
Now it's Jasmine.
Now it's Jazz.
Dinner with three celebrities.
Oh, my God.
God, yes.
Yeah. you had plenty of time to think, right?
Yeah, we were having a whole Kendrick drink debate downstairs.
Not her. Hold like, on. Does he sit at the table?
Hold on. Can I guess what side everybody's on down there?
Go ahead.
Kershey's with Drake.
Yes.
Gabe, Drake?
Yes.
Come on, Gabe.
Everybody else
I
is
I was waiting
Kendrick.
For the bell to ring.
who else is down there?
She's like, I Shorty, am over it.
Shorty Kendrick.
OVO.
Shorty Kendrick.
Yeah, actually, I don't know.
Where are you? Where
I can
where
already.
I love Kendrick, but.
I was going to say Kendrick for
wait,
her.
Wait, but. Are you a Drake girly?
You are.
Yeah,
she is. Okay.
I side more with one, but yeah.
I can confirm Kendrick for shorts because he's one I just know, and yeah. Two, he's wearing a Kendrick shirt as we speak.
Be lying.
Who else is that? Jeff.
Oh, I'm a Kendrick guy.
Yeah, I'm Team Kendrick.
Okay, I feel like that makes the most sense.
Yeah.
To answer your question.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle.
Oh, fucking underrated okay. already.
So the dinner's going to be funny. I like it.
Oh, yeah.
You need somebody to bring the humor. Then okay. You got to have Martha Stewart to make the table, make it real pretty.
For good food.
She's literally going to set the table.
She's funny. Did you see her on
She
the
is
roast?
Underrated funny.
She's really funny. Yeah. You see her documentary? She's.
Didn't she release like a whole line of like products with Snoop Dogg?
Yes.
Yeah.
So she's going to set the table and she's going to set the table. Yeah. That's crazy. Okay.
And it was actually, it was a tie between Snoop Dogg and Tom Hanks. Because those two would have been really funny. Just, I feel like the feng shui would have been real funny.
So who'd you choose?
I mean, I have to have Martha have her friends. That's Snoop.
She'll tell you she wasn't going to come if you didn't invite Snoop.
And I need to have the dinner table really pretty. So anything for Martha.
Well, we're ending everybody's part with just some life advice you would like to tell the people. And some.
If you want to do something, go after it. Have a list. Really, I don't want to say manifest because that sounds so corny, but if you want to do something, don't let anybody stop you. I know I don't. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Stay in school. Boom. There you go.
Oh, one more thing. I finally gave that to Jeff after all these months.
And he forgot
that.
Oh, my God. I forgot about this thing.
Me too.
You know, funny story. I don't think he would appreciate this anyway. Tell me why on Christmas I gave him a Josh Allen jersey.
Oh, I heard about this.
And. Yeah. He actually great opens gift. It, and I thought this is going to be the best gift ever. And he says, wrong color. Excuse me? Hey, those jerseys are not cheap.
You want to know what happened the day after or the night of?
Oh, God.
He brought it to our group chat, and he said, boys, blue or white? And he sends a picture of both of them, and you got them white, right?
Yeah.
Everybody told him white. And he was like, really?
Well, I agree. I also think blue looks good, too. But he told me, because he's a Dodger fan, that he would never get a blue Dodger jersey because he feels like he'll look like a blueberry. So I thought, okay, like Josh Allen's jersey also has like a blueberry feel. Let me just get him white. And this ungrateful little punk didn't like his gift.
That's a baller gift.
I thought it was cool. Sick. It was so money. Yeah, you're welcome.
So money.
That was not very cash money attitude from him.
It runs in the Reyes bloodline, that quote, dude, from... Swingers, you're so money and you don't even know
so
it.
So money. And you know what? That's what? My life. That's my life advice. You're so money and you don't even know it. That'll get you through life.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us on episode 100.
Love it. Thank you.
All right.
Probably my bad. Be like, never play with like Hershey.
If that wasn't like, if that's why I was taking a minute. Oh, there he is.
Hey, that's the boy.
Hey, don't worry. It's what is going on? I wish everyone could have seen what just happened.
He just did like a moonwalk.
Hey, do you want to do that again for the people?
I did a thing where I went.
Don't worry. The couch is nail-free this time.
Sound effect and all.
What are you doing here? Oh, no. Kershey left that.
Dead tree.
Has Kershey saliva on it if you want to. Okay. You put it in,
sucking no, on that.
You want to put it in your mouth?
No, I'm good.
So, Jeff, can you please tell us and the people why they should play fantasy football? Why should you?
They shouldn't. What kind of answer did you expect me
well,
to give
Bobo,
you?
Well, Bobo, read them the second part of the question.
Okay. Now flip it. Why shouldn't
you
they
want?
Play?
Do you want to have a life of misery and despair and like anger and just all the emotions that you like probably Anakin was feeling before he got like swam in the lava? Like that's what you feel playing fantasy football. But I made it to the finals four times, and I won one time. Did I do anything wrong? Probably not. I probably played it to the best of my abilities. But you know, guys named Joe Burrow decided to fucking throw like 7,000 yards and score 40 points in a championship game. And then guys like Jamar Chase. Excuse me, I'm not done yet.
Oh, my.
Don't play fantasy football. Don't do it. It's not worth it.
I love that. Because it was a two-part question with why
that guy knows he lost in the finals. He knows the sting of his feet. Look, see how defensive he's getting right now? That's like the anger you feel, dude. That's what happened to me three times.
Excuse me. The anger I felt. Because I went into this year, no emotion. And it's the best thing I've ever done.
Then you come up with coping mechanisms so that you don't have to be angry no more. Which is stuff like that, which is good. I like that. That's a great defensive mechanism.
Thank you, sir. Have you seen me angry at all this year in fantasy?
My God, he's still doing it.
Have you? Answer the question.
What? No, I guess. I mean, if you really detach yourself from the emotions of fantasy football, then, I mean, yeah, sure. But yeah.
I mean, it's in the name. It's a fantasy. As you both give me
everything, the battery thing.
Hey, damn it. Give me your NBA starting five.
NBA all time?
Yeah.
We're doing it right here, right now.
We got Kobe at my two. I said what I said. Kobe at my two.
He's not at your one?
My starting five?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, we're being serious. Like, that ass.
But okay. I didn't put that in there also because this meme is hot
put
right now.
Put your Tims on.
Yeah.
Get serious.
Put my Tims on.
Let's get this shit going. Come on.
Okay. If it's like a legit starting five, you got Kobe at my two.
Kobe at your two?
Kobe at my two. You got Shaq at
the
five.
Are you
sure? Yes. Shaq at the five. We got
AI.
Go for it. No, you don't put AI. What? No.
Larry Bird.
Michael Jordan. LeBron. Paul Gasol.
Tim Duncan.
No, okay. I do like KG. No, KG had it pretty correct. KG at the five. I mean, KG at the four. Mm-hmm. And then Kevin Durant at the three. Like he said, you switch everything. That's a defensive juggernaut right there. And every single guy can score. My only question is who you put at the one. I mean, you got to put Curry. Putting Magic Johnson, I'm sorry. Magic was not that great. I'm a Laker fan. Magic was great, but he wasn't as good as Larry Bird, in my opinion. I like Larry Bird more. But okay. Larry Bird, his trash talking was just amazing. There was a guy. I forgot the freaking scrub's name. I'm going to come up with it later. But the guy played, he was a shooting guy. He used to shoot the ball very well for the Bulls.
In basketball?
Basketball, yes. And he's like, he was a three-point like runner-up or champion, and he's like, Larry Bird knows where to find me. And then Larry Bird's like, yeah, at the end of the bench. Yeah. Like, Larry Bird's trash-talking was just...
whole nother game.
Just impeccable.
It's impeccable. It's beautiful.
What if you had to pick a head coach to run those five?
Phil Jackson.
Yeah. As soon as I got halfway through that question, I was like, wait, I know what he's going to say.
Yeah, Phil Jackson.
Bears.
I like the sports. Yes, Bears.
Bears.
Oh, the Bears.
No,
the Bulls.
No.
The Bears.
Bears. The animal Bears. Bears.
Oh. The Bears.
Jeff, you're fighting a bear, okay?
I'm winning. It's not a question.
Hold on. We're breaking it down per bear.
I just want to hold a hug. Before we start this, I meant to send this. That's the difference, by the way, of a paw.
I saw that last night.
So I wanted to send this to everybody. I'll send it to him so you can put it up for the video viewers. Bears. I don't think you're winning against that at all.
I didn't say I would.
All right, All right, Jeff, let's go.
See, this is what happens when you read at a third grade level, and you know, reading comprehension is essential. Dude.
Okay, Mr.
You know
ESL, what I mean? Relax. You know, relax, you know, buddy.
English as a second language. Yeah, okay, bud. Yeah, okay, bud.
That's what that means.
You never heard of that?
Yeah.
No, Art says it all the time, but I have no idea what it meant.
What is he like? I'm ESL or what?
Yes.
Yeah. Every time he's like, I'm ESL, you just kind of like, yeah, whatever. Anyways, next question.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, dude, me too, dude. Anyways.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too, bro. Me too. Anyways.
All right. Brown bear.
Brown bear. That's AKA grizzly bear. You're getting fucked. I mean,
you're getting fucked, King.
You're getting fucked.
Oh, can you dig it?
Yeah, I mean, you might as well assume a position. You might as well contort your body in a position in which you get banged by the bear. Because that's all you could do is just appease the bear. You're done.
In other words, when you see a bear, chances are you're cooked.
A brown bear, a.k.a. grizzly bear, you're done.
Black bear.
Black bear. Barbecue chicken alert. I'm putting that fella in the post. I mean, we're talking about, I'm hitting them with the lateral movement. Bam! Just freaking...
As you're fighting him, are you screaming
as
your dog water?
Him, bro,
your dog
I'm literally
water?
Freaking... I'm literally moonwalking on that bitch, bro.
Dog,
like, it's
you're
over,
trash,
bro.
Kid.
I'll,
you're
like,
so ass.
I'll freaking start dancing. I'll do the cha-cha with that mofo, bro. I'll be like, you can't guard me. You can't. I'll literally grab him, start doing the tango, like... spin him around, like, next one, bro.
Now,
like, it's,
if what? You're going to do that to a black bear, I really want to know what you're going to do to a sun bear.
A sun bear is those guys... Oh, those are, like, Japanese. They have, like... Yeah.
The ones that look like they're wearing a suit.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah, they have like a little white thing right here. Those are like Asian bears. I don't know how big they are.
They're not that big.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm messing them up.
Now,
getting punted.
Somebody we know from softball thinks that they could, you know, maybe take on this bear. What would you say about a polar bear?
You're dead. You're dead.
Yeah.
We had Fireball.
No. Fireball randomly goes into one of our chats one day, and he said something like, Something about fighting a bear.
I thought he said, like, oh, I think I could fight a grizzly bear or polar bear.
Yeah, he said, do you guys think you could beat a polar bear? And I responded.
Like, in what? Like, in, like, a math test? Like, you probably
beat them in a fight.
Yeah, no.
And I said, no, a polar bear is, like, going to destroy you. And then he laughed at me. And then the next morning, he goes back to the chat. He said, I did my research on polar bears. I was so wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Google's free. I mean, a polar bear will...
Shortsy.
At shorts.
A polar bear will disfigure.
A Google bear.
A Google bear.
A Google
bear. A Google Gaga. Google Gaga.
Bring me this fucking bottle.
It's me, the bear.
The bear. Look, I'm telling you now, the bear will fuck you up.
The bear stuck his hand up my ass.
Yeah. Whoa, okay.
Like a puppet.
The polar bear, it'll leave you disfigured permanently. You're dead.
There's one last bear. Panda bear.
I don't think I could fight a panda bear.
Oh, panda bears are goofy, bro. I don't know how they're even still like a species is like...
No, he's right.
They're goofy.
He's valid.
They're goofy as hell, boy.
He valid.
Yeah,
because of pandas, we lost the WWF.
He's right.
Oh, my God, I like the belt, by the way. It's like...
Oh, sorry, thank you. There's one above your head, too, if it ever fell, might potentially kill you.
Real quick, Jeff grew up with it. Do you like entertainment, or do you prefer Federation?
For WWE. What the hell? WWE sounds stupid as hell. WWF right. sounds correct.
No, I mean, serious. WWE has such a good ring.
No. No.
Dude, it does.
See, I remember my first time about wrestling.
That's crazy.
I think WWF. Some shit. The WWF. Like
by God, JR.
Yeah, JR. Literally, WWF. The WWF. The WWF was the golden years. WWE, you know, that's added. No, I'm sorry. Aggression.
Just ask, bro? Like, did they all, like, evaporate downstairs?
No, they're... They're in the lobby, just kind of chilling.
It was extremely loud, and now it's like extremely quiet.
Well, like nobody's here.
Well, duh, because I'm the life of the. I mean, like, come on.
I see.
You're the one instigating shit.
Anyways, Jeff.
We're ending this with everybody asking you to give everybody here some life advice. Everyone listening.
Why me?
Everyone.
Why everybody's giving their 2 cents.
Is that your advice?
Okay. Fine.
You don't deserve my advice.
If you're
Look, man, if you're coming to me for advice, you already messed up. Don't come to me for advice. But if you have some advice, if I had to impart some pearls of wisdom to the peoples out there,
if it makes you feel better, Shorty said, "Shut up."
Yeah. Damn, son, where'd you find this?
I'm serious. Shorty said, "Shut up."
Shut up.
He said, "Everybody, stop having an opinion and shut up." That was his advice.
He's like, "Shut up,
He's
mind
the
your
most
own business."
Opinionated dude that I know. How are you? He's satire. He's being satirical. He's being,
Your advice is,
I don't know. What would be my
get bitches?
Hold on.
You want to know what your sister said?
What? What did she say
to everybody listening? You're so money. And you don't even know.
Oh, my God. See, everybody just... That's... Okay. You're so many... you could lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
I'll tell you. Absolute cinema.
I saw that movie yesterday. It's so amazing, dude. I still get chills watching, like, On Your Left. Oh. And then boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom. Oh man!
Ready to go to war?
Woo! Yeah, it's so good.
Welcome up.
Well, sorry. Thank you for joining us, Cowboy Jeff.
Thank you.
Are you Shia LaBeouf?
Just me. Okay. I mean, I'm the last one, right? Oh no,
Gabriel.
Gabriel. Oh, yeah, I'm best for last.
Gabriel.
One.
Bye now.
Adios.
Adios.
Oh yeah.
Wait, I just realized what happened to his music box. Did they take it?
Jasmine took it.
Okay.
Hello, Gabriel. Please join us.
Hello.
So, we were on your last question. It's a pretty short and simple one.
Jeff was here for way more than 5 minutes.
Oh, we've just been wrapping up, everybody.
Oh, okay.
Putting a nice little bow.
You're good.
I almost did it again.
Putting a nice little bow on the segments.
Yep.
But this last one was inspired because of a post you made recently. Start bench cut.
Okay, see, hey, that post, by the way, dude, I was under pressure, bro. I was under duress.
Hey, no, look, you had Harper, you
had Harper,
Freddie, and Mookie.
Freddie and Mookie.
And you cut Freddie.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got some shit
that's
for that one, dude.
That's a tough three.
Some guy in my comments was like, would you guys really trust a guy with an upside-down Dodgers logo? I said, what?
What?
I'm like, what does that have to do with baseball? Anyway, it's dripped out.
Okay, so we're doing that again. It's top three shortstops that are pretty much taking over the league.
Okay.
We have Bobby Witt,
Yep.
Gunnar Henderson.
Yep.
And
Corey Seager.
Some very good shortstops.
I mean, this is going to be, from my opinion, I'd probably start Bobby. I'd bench Gunner and cut Corey.
I do the same thing.
Yeah. That's my opinion, though, at least.
See, we got to go now, huh? I can't even go like Corey's prime.
I had
Corey's still so good.
I had asked him that, though.
Yeah, I was like, saying, 2023, Corey had like 30 homers.
Yeah.
Like,
he wasn't doing crazy. Bad.
Yeah.
I want to.
They're all good all-around players.
How many did Bobby Witt have this year, homers?
Bobby Witt, if it wasn't for Aaron Judge, would have been MVP.
Well, what do you have, like 40-something? 40?
No, I mean, what did he do in the playoffs, though?
Yeah, got eliminated. Yeah. Oh, Judge?
No. What did Bobby Witt? He didn't do nothing.
No. The Royals didn't really do much.
Start Bobby Witt, bench Seager, cut Gunner. I want to see one more consistent year out of Gunner, and then we're good. And then
he can move up. Plus the Orioles postseason, if we're talking about postseason, were they even there?
I just want to see one more year, prove yourself one more year, and you're good.
All right. I like that. And we've been ending everybody's what's the word I'm looking
segments?
For? Segment.
Portions, if you will.
With advice to the people. Life advice.
Oh, you're going
to
do a little do-do-do.
How do you know, bro?
He already sees it. Oh, man, he sees the vision.
Yeah, but this one's going to be funnier because Shortsy's life advice was shut up and stop having opinions. Jeff was, damn, son, where'd you find this?
I'll give him some advice.
This might be the first real advice that we're actually getting.
To all my young ones out there, even possibly old ones that have no idea what they're doing in their life right now, if you have something that you want to do, go and do it now and don't wait on it. I think the best thing I did was kind of put like everything into perspective and understand like what I need to do right now. And I did that because I think if I waited, I would have lost it all. So definitely just go with your heart. If you think what's right, do that. Don't let anyone tell you what you can't do because everyone has their own story and you just got to write your own.
Shoo!
Yes, sir.
He ended with a bar.
The real shit right there.
Well, we forgot to do this with Kirsch and Chartreuse, so can you bring Kirsch back?
Oh, yeah. Let me do
just for that.
Bye, guys.
Thank you for joining us, Gabriel. It's a good podcast.
A great one. Honestly, I'm having so much fun right now.
I'm very grateful for everybody that came today.
Right?
Yeah.
I was thinking about that, like, just throughout everything.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for everybody who's, I mean, to the fans, too, and the viewers and listeners, honestly, just anybody who's supporting us, friends, family, the family, at least now, at our point in our lives, the family we have downstairs helping us and walking through the door.
Hell yeah. So we forgot to do this with you guys.
Here, let's just get both of you guys in here.
Yeah.
We'll share the mics.
One at a time because I don't know how they're going to. Life advice for the people.
Life advice? Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to figure out life
We all are. Girlfriend. We're all.
I guess my best life advice is if you can leave the country and have the means to do it, to definitely do it. My first time, I paid for it with GoFundMe. I literally, like, asked everybody I knew to pitch in, was able to pay that way, and it was the best experience ever to experience a different culture, so travel.
See the world.
Yay.
Don't just stay in your little shoebox.
No.
Go
gotta
out.
Gotta leave, get to know other people.
Shortsy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kirshy. Yeah. Kirsch. Well, you know the vibe.
Yeah, just be yourself, surround yourself with good people.
Yeah.
Good energy. Your life is what you make it to be. So if you surround yourself with negative energy and terrible people, that's what your life's going to be every day. So yeah, never ever care what other people think about you because not everybody's going to love you. And let's see, do I got one more thing in me? People tend to wash their life away by cleaning their persona and making everybody like them, but you're not going to be able to do that. So just, bro, be you, bro.
This dude is shifting more and more into Dallas with, yeah, man. Yeah,
nah, man. I'm just getting my shit from Drake and Kyrie Irving.
Well,
straight,
that you could probably find everything I said in a Drake interview or a Kyrie Irving interview.
Mobo, we have to participate, I would say, right?
Yeah, just a bit.
All right, go for it.
Hey, you go first. You're on the bat.
I wasn't ready for that. Nah, dude, you got it, dude. Nah, don't. Kind of what Kirshy was saying. Do what makes you happy. Don't do things in life to please others. And control the controllables. Whatever you can control is on you, and whatever you can't control, that's not your problem.
an easy one. Try not to overthink. I know we're all young. We're all dumb. We got a lot of time. I think we all have a lot of time.
I thought you were going to say another line.
No.
You know what I
mean. We're not saying that, though, because we're all going to go up. We're all going to get this money.
That's not what I was going to...
Young, dumb, and broke?
No. Oh,
that's fine. No. Not... What were you thinking?
I'll tell you after.
Okay. Be yourself. Don't worry about what people have to say. I'm just piggybacking off of everybody at this point.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's true. Just do whatever you want. If you have the ability to go out, see the world, do it. Don't get confined into being okay with your everyday routine. Always make sure to switch it up. Throw a curveball in there. Be yourself. Have fun. Smile. It's free.
Exactly.
That's it.
Hey, a lot of falling out helped me build foundation.
Who's that from?
Drake.
Oh, hey, ghost everybody.
And see it and go to see.
Hey, that's a good one, though. Isolate yourself.
Hey, honestly, ghost people that you don't want.
Bro, to go off that, don't let other people ruin your vibe, bro, like you were saying. See, last year, bro, I was supposed to go with some friends to spring training.
Yeah, hey, I don't know who those people are.
They canceled on me.
I don't know who those people are, but when we find them, bro, best believe we'll get your get back, bro. Best believe.
He's about to be like, I hope you look for them, bro.
Let's go, bro.
And I still went.
I almost did that just to watch him go and be like, you know, it was a lesson I like was trying to teach you from me. Little do you know, that, so you're welcome.
Yeah, he was teaching you a lesson.
You, bro. Javi, and Jeff.
See, bro, first of all, never count on Jeff for anything. For Javi. See, at least out of the three, I'm the most reliable out of those. Where's Javi at right now?
It's true.
Sorry ass kid.
All right, well, thank you to you, Chartreuse, everybody downstairs who joined us for episode 100.
Thank you.
It's been a 2-year journey full of fun, lots of great memories, guests, and who knows where we're going next. Up.
We're going to keep trucking.
We're going up, right?
Super up.
Only
up.
It's up.
It is up.
Dash Drake.
Hey, they roll me off. I didn't ride back. Mm-mm. Original line from Austin Klesch. I didn't steal from anybody. All right. We post every single Thursday at 7 a.m. on Spotify and Apple.
Ladies and gentlemen, the YouTube is up 7 a.m. Fridays, day after the audio. So make sure you like, comment, subscribe, put the notification bell on. Tell everybody that you know. Even go to Kershey's profile and tell him, because I know he's not subscribed.
At Ryan1Medina, they go tell me to subscribe.
All right.
Thank you very much, guys. We love everybody. Thank you.
Love y'all. Goodbye.
Later.